Chapter 12, Old Testament Revivals. Objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to write the key verse from memory, identify principles of revival evident in the Old Testament record. Key verse, 1 Corinthians 10:11. Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Introduction. God moves in this world through people who walk in obedience to principles revealed in His Word. The study of the Old Testament revivals provides principles which can be applied to prepare you for the reviving move of God in your own life. We have the assurance of Scripture that, in Romans 15:4, whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. 1 Corinthians 10:11. Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition. In this lesson, you will study Old Testament revivals. In the next lesson, you will learn principles of revival drawn from these records which can be applied in your own life and ministry. Here is the format used in this lesson. References are provided so you can read about each revival in your Bible. Existing conditions which preceded and led up to the revival are explained. Awakening factors which started the revival are noted. Results of the revival are analyzed. Revival under Jacob. Reference: Genesis 35:1-15. Existing conditions. 1. The head of the family was out of fellowship with God. From the beginning, Jacob had been a deceiver and conniver. He had promised to serve God while fleeing the wrath of Esau, but soon forgot this promise. Jacob was self-sufficient. He did not view what he had achieved as coming from God, even though he had sought the Lord's blessing. He believed he attained his blessings himself. Jacob was materialistic and more concerned about his possessions and providing for himself and his family than his relationship with God. 2. The structure of his family was not in biblical order. There was favoritism shown to Joseph. Jacob did not rule his house well, and his sons took revenge for the raping of his daughter, Genesis 34. His wives were deceitful, jealous, and conniving. 3. There was a poor spiritual environment. His wives stole the false gods of their father. His sons murdered, stole, and looted. He and his family were sinful and idolatrous. Genesis 35. Awakening factors. 1. Some terrible events shocked Jacob to awareness. Genesis 35. 2. The revival started with the Word of God. Genesis 35. 1. Results. This revival occurred in the home. If our homes are revived, our churches will be revived. 1. The family got rid of their idols and purified themselves. Genesis 35, 2. They acknowledged the true God. Genesis 35, 3. 3. They returned to the place of spiritual experience, going to Bethel. Genesis 35, 3. They set up the altar, repented, and returned to true worship. Genesis 35, 7. 5. Their lives were changed. Jacob's name was changed to signify this spiritual change. Genesis 32:24-32. 6. Jacob received a new revelation of God. The Lord announced himself God Almighty, which means the all-powerful, the one who is sufficient. Genesis 32:24-32. Revival under Moses. References: Exodus 32:1-35, Exodus 33:1-23, and Exodus chapters 34 and 35. Existing conditions. Previous conditions: rejection of God's leader, complaining, fleshly desires. 1. The people had their eyes on man. When Moses delayed coming down, they turned to Aaron, who proved to be a weak leader. Exodus 32:1. 2. Rejection of the true God Exodus 32:1. 3. Frivolity, eating, drinking, playing. Exodus 32:6. The word for playing actually means sexual sin. 4. Corruption. Exodus 32:7. 5. Rejection of the word. Exodus 32:8. 6. Stiff-necked, stubborn and set in their own sinful ways. Exodus 32:9. 7. Shifting the blame for sin. Exodus 32:21-24. Awakening factors. 1. The consequences of their sin awakened them. They were given a choice between life and death. Exodus 32:25-28. 2. God's presence was removed. The tabernacle was outside the camp as a reminder that God was no longer in the midst of them. God said, "I will not go up in the midst of thee." That got their attention. Soft and conciliatory messages never bring conviction. Exodus 33:3-11. 3. Moses' intercession. Exodus 32:11-14, 30-34, and Exodus 33:12-16. Results. 1. The glory of God filled the tabernacle in their midst. Exodus 40:34-35. 2. They were mobilized to move from the wilderness onto their promised land. Closing of Exodus chapter 40. 3. They separated themselves from sin. Those who wanted to be revived had to come out from the midst of God's people. Exodus 33:7-11. The people could have gone. Exodus 33:7. Joshua did go. Exodus 33:11. But most of them still had their eyes on man. Exodus 33:8. 4. Giving. Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments before God. This does not mean it is wrong to wear jewelry. In this case, their ornaments were what got them in trouble when they used them to create an idol. There was a new commitment to give their possessions to the Lord as well as their time and abilities. Exodus 33:6, Exodus 35:5, 20-26, and 29, Exodus 30-35, Exodus 36:1-7. 5. The people repented and Israel mourned for their sins. Exodus 33:4-6. 6. A new covenant was made with the word. Exodus 34:11. 7. They became effective in warfare. Exodus 34:12-13. 8. There was renewed emphasis on worship. Exodus 34:14. 9. Freedom from idols. Exodus 34:15-16. 10. Corporate and individual holiness. Exodus 34:12-15-17. 11. There was renewed observance of the Sabbath. Exodus 34:21. 12. They prepared a tabernacle for the presence of God. Read the remainder of the book of Exodus. Revival under Samuel. References. 1 Samuel 7:1-17. Existing conditions. 1. There was no king in Israel, and every man did what was right in his own eyes. Judges 17:6, Judges 18:1, Judges 19:1, Judges 21:25. 2. There was religious corruption. Eli's sons changed the system to suit themselves, and Eli did not attempt to restrain them. 1 Samuel 2:11-17 and 1 Samuel 3:13. 3. Spiritual blindness. There was no access to the word and no vision. 1 Samuel 3:1, 1 Samuel 4:1-11. 4. Invasion by the enemy. When internal confusion exists, it makes God's people a target for the enemy. Israel was invaded, and the ark, its most sacred spiritual treasure, was lost. 1 Samuel 4:3, 1 Samuel 7:3. Awakening factors. 1. The revival actually started in the heart of a consecrated woman a generation before, 1 Samuel 1:10. 2. The move of God in Hannah's heart resulted in the raising up of Samuel to be used of God in revival. All through this dark period, God was preparing him. 1 Samuel 3:19. 3. Samuel's powerful messages led the way to repentance. He told the people, 1. We must commit ourselves to the Lord. 1 Samuel 1-4. Return, put away, prepare, serve. 2. We must confess our sins and pray to the Lord. 1 Samuel 7:5-9. 3. We must count on God's help and act boldly. 1 Samuel 7:10-13. 4. We must commemorate what God has done in the past. 1 Samuel 7:12. Results. 1. A general assembly was called at Mizpah. Observe the impact and power of an assembly of people who were like-minded. 1 Samuel 7:5. 2. There was a new emphasis on dedication. Water poured on the ground cannot be taken back again. So should our dedication be. 1 Samuel 7:6. 3. Fasting. 1 Samuel 7:6. 4. Confessing of sins. 1 Samuel 7:6. 5. An attack of the enemy. When there is a spiritual stirring, the enemy always attacks. This is an important principle of revival we sometimes forget. 1 Samuel 7:7-11. Revival under Elijah. References: 1 Kings 17:18. Existing conditions. 1. Israel had been ruled by evil leaders. Jeroboam, who set up two calves designed to replace worship of God. 1 Kings 12:28-32. Nadab, who walked in the sins of his father Jeroboam. 1 Kings 15:22. Baasha, who murdered Nadab. 1 Kings 15:27. Elah, a drunkard and murderer. 1 Kings 16:8-9. Zimri, who was guilty of treason. 1 Kings 16:20. Omri, a man who did worse than all before him. 1 Kings 16:25-26. Ahab, Omri's son, who did more evil than all before him. 2. The nation had been won over to the worship of the Canaanite gods, especially Baal. 3. It was a bad time spiritually and politically. Awakening factors. 1. Elijah was used to alert the people to their backslidden condition. Elijah's very name was a contradiction to the times. Elijah means Yahweh is my God. 2. God used Elijah in judgment. God dried up the rain and used the resulting material disaster to speak to Israel because they were consumed with material things. 1 Kings 17:1. Why this particular judgment? The gods of Ahab and Jezebel specialized in rain, dew, and thunder. 3. The people did not respond to judgment. They looked for someone to blame. Ahab asked Elijah, "Art thou he that troubleth Israel?" He tried to shift the blame from himself to God's messenger. 1 Kings 18:18. Results. 1. Elijah was prepared by God as an instrument of revival. 1. God's word came to him. 1 Kings 18:1. 2. He responded. 1 Kings 18:2. 3. He challenged others to commitment. When Elijah asked, "How long halt ye between two opinions?" he was only giving an invitation. But when people saw the demonstration of God's power, they responded in 1 Kings 18:21. 2. Elijah was preserved although the land was under judgment. You can experience revival even though death is all around you. 1 Kings 17:2-4, 9, 10. 3. Elijah was sent to Zarephath, which means a melting pot. There he experienced revival with special provision of resources and miracles and the unrevived state of Israel in general. 4. Elijah put God to the test, 1 Kings 18:22-37. 5. He repaired the altar, the center of worship, 1 Kings 18:30. 6. The fire fell. The demonstration of God's power does what the invitation cannot do, 1 Kings 18:38. 7. The one true God was exalted, 1 Kings 18:39-40. 8. The false prophets were destroyed, 1 Kings 18:40. 9. God's judgment was lifted from the land, 1 Kings 18:41-46. Revival under Asa. References: 2 Chronicles chapters 14 and 15, and a parallel account in 1 Kings 15:9-24. Existing conditions. 1. Israel was in a prosperous time, which can be as dangerous or more dangerous than troubled times. Revival here came in a time of prosperity and victory, 2 Chronicles 14. It is not necessary to have terrible conditions before revival. God's goodness can lead to repentance, Romans 2:4. Awakening factors. 1. This revival started in the heart of King Asa, 2 Chronicles 14:4, 7, 2 Chronicles 15:2, 4, 12, 13, and 15, 2 Chronicles 16:12. King Asa, 1, removed idolatry, 2 Chronicles 14:3 5. 2, rebuilt what the enemy destroyed, 2 Chronicles 14:6 7. 3, required the people to seek the Lord, 2 Chronicles 14:5. 4, restored God's word to its rightful place, 2 Chronicles 14:5. 5, relied on the Lord in warfare, 2 Chronicles 14:8 15. 2, the revival message of Azariah, 2 Chronicles 15:2 7. 1, he called them to decision, 2 Chronicles 15:2. 2, he commemorated past history and reasoned that if God sent revival in times of weakness, he could certainly send it in times of victory, 2 Chronicles 15:3 6. 3, he challenged them to assume a position of strength, 2 Chronicles 15:7. 3, religious reform preceded this revival. Religious reform is not the same as revival, but it continued 15 years and prepared the people for revival, 2 Chronicles 14:3 5. Results. 1. Peace, 2 Chronicles 15:19. 2. Presence of the Lord, 2 Chronicles 15:1 7. 3. Prevailing over their foes, 2 Chronicles 14:9 15, and 2 Chronicles 15:19. 4. Putting away of idols. Asa put away the idols. Note in 2 Chronicles 15:16 that he even dealt with his own mother. Renewed the altar of the Lord, and the people entered into a covenant to seek God. 2 Chronicles 15:12. When they did this, God was found of them. 2 Chronicles 15:15. 5. There was release of material goods, 2 Chronicles 15:11. Restoration of unity, 2 Chronicles 15:9 and 10. Renewed covenant, 2 Chronicles 15:12 and 13. Return to worship, 2 Chronicles 15:14 and 15. Renewal of house of God, 2 Chronicles 15:19. Caution. When men turn to God, revival is birthed. When they turn from God, it dies, 2 Chronicles 15:2. This revival ceased because of 1. Wrong alliances, faith in man rather than God, 2 Chronicles 16:1-9. Note the pattern. Wrong alliances leads to bondage, which leads to spiritual sickness, which results in death. When you do not deal with sin, you are affected. 2 Chronicles 16:10. Others are affected. 2 Chronicles 16:10. 2. They imprisoned God's prophet. 2 Chronicles 16:10. 3. They refused to seek the Lord. 2 Chronicles 16:11-14. Revival under Jehoshaphat. References. 2 Chronicles 20. Existing conditions. 1. A time of warfare. 2. Ungodly alliances. Jehoshaphat was repeatedly warned by 4 of God's prophets who rebuked him for being entangled in ungodly alliances. Jehu charged him with helping Ahab and those who hated the Lord. 2 Chronicles 19:2. Eliezer charged him with being unequally yoked in a shipping venture, 2 Chronicles 20:36 and 37. Micahiah rebuked him for joining with Ahab against Ramoth Gilead, 2 Chronicles 18:16. Awakening factors: the attack of the Syrians, 2 Chronicles 20:1-3. Results: 1. Individually, Jehoshaphat set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast. 2. He called Israel as a people, 2 Chronicles 24, and as families, 2 Chronicles 20, 13. 3. Jehoshaphat became a man of prayer. Here is an analysis of the revival prayer he prayed. It is a good pattern to follow when you pray for revival. He worshiped God. 2 Chronicles 20:6-7. In his worship, he reviewed what God had done in the past, the present, in heaven, and all kingdoms, and the future. He based his appeal on God's promise, 2 Chronicles 20:7-9. He presented the problem, 2 Chronicles 20:10-11. He recognized his inability to deal with the problem, 2 Chronicles 20:12. He recognized God's ability to deal with it, 2 Chronicles 20:12. 4. God responded with a prophecy given by Jahaziel, 2 Chronicles 20:14-17. Here is a summary of his prophecy as it provides 9 steps to deliverance. 1. Listen to God. Thus saith the Lord, 2 Chronicles 20:15. 2. Do not look at the outward circumstances, 2 Chronicles 20:15. 3. Do not fear, 2 Chronicles 20:15-17. 4. Do not be dismayed, 2 Chronicles 20:17. 5. Recognize the battle is God's, 2 Chronicles 20:15. 6. Recognize the Lord is with you, 2 Chronicles 20:17. 7. Follow God's plan, 2 Chronicles 20:16. 8. Set yourselves, stand ye still, see the salvation of the Lord, 2 Chronicles 20:17. 9. Wait for God's timing, in this case it was tomorrow, 2 Chronicles 20:17. 5. Here is the response to the prophecy which brought revival. Worship, 2 Chronicles 20:18. Belief, 2 Chronicles 20:20. Praise, 2 Chronicles 20:19-21-22, which resulted in victory over the enemies, 2 Chronicles 20:23-24. Claiming their inheritance, 2 Chronicles 20:25. Rejoicing over the enemy, 2 Chronicles 20:27-28. Return of joy and worship, 2 Chronicles 20:28. Fear of God on the enemy, 2 Chronicles 20:29. Peace, 2 Chronicles 20:30. Caution. Read about the decline of the revival under Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20:31-37. It happened because 1. he followed poor examples. 2, he did that which was not right. 3, he did not remove internal hindrances, idolatry. 4, he did not remove external hindrances, alliances. 5, he did not prepare his heart. Revival under Hezekiah. References: 2 Chronicles 29, 1-36, 2 Chronicles 30, 1-27, 2 Chronicles 31, 1-21. Existing condition. These are the conditions Hezekiah faced when he assumed leadership. 1. The period under Ahaz was very bad. 2 Chronicles 28, 1-27. Everything he did led the people further away from God. He cast off all restraint and was unfaithful to the Lord. 2 Chronicles 29, 19. 2. Because of this, severe military weakness resulted, and a number of the people were carried away captive to Syria, and the northern kingdom defeated Judah. Ahaz also had trouble from the Philistines and the Edomites. 3. Rather than call on God for help, he appealed to the king of Assyria. Instead of the help he expected, he was robbed by the king he hoped would be his ally. 2 Chronicles 29, 16-21. 4. Still, he did not return to the Lord. 2 Chronicles 29, 22. And now he sacrificed to the gods of Syria. 2 Chronicles 29, 23. He shut the doors of the temple. 2 Chronicles 29, 24. And built altars for pagan worship. 2 Chronicles 29, 25. Awakening factors. 1. Weakened military, economic, and spiritual conditions. 2. Hezekiah purposed in his heart to turn to the Lord. The nation was in bad shape economically, but Hezekiah started with the spiritual problem. 2 Chronicles 29, 10. Results. Hezekiah. 1. Did what was right in God's sight. 2 Chronicles 29, 2. 2. Followed good examples. 2 Chronicles 29, 2. 3. Opened the doors to the house of the Lord. 2 Chronicles 29, 3. 4. Renewed purpose of leaders. 2 Chronicles 29, 4-11. 5. Cleansed the ministry. 2 Chronicles 29, 11. 6. Cleansed God's house. 2 Chronicles 29, 15-19. 7. Led the people to repentance. 2 Chronicles 29, 20-24. 8. Renewed the emphasis on praise and worship. 2 Chronicles 29, 25-28. 2 Chronicles 31, 2. 2 Chronicles 30, 17-21. 23, 25-26. 9. Promoted reconciliation. 2 Chronicles 29, 24. 10. Reinstated the ordinances of God, Passover, 2 Chronicles 30, 1-5. 11. Called for repentance, turn and he will return, 2 Chronicles 30, 6-9. 12. Humbled himself, 2 Chronicles 30, 11. 13. Promoted unity, 2 Chronicles 30, 12. 14. Obeyed God, 2 Chronicles 30, 12. 15. Renewed holiness. 2 Chronicles 30, 17. 16. Taught the word. 2 Chronicles 30, 22. 17. Helped religious leaders take their rightful place. 2 Chronicles 30, 3, 16, and 27. 18. Tore down idols. 2 Chronicles 31, 1. 19. Promoted good stewardship. 2 Chronicles 29, 31. 2 Chronicles 31, 4 and 15. 20. Led the return to prosperity. 2 Chronicles 32, 27. 21. Became strong in warfare. 2 Chronicles 32, 6-8. 22 illustrated the key to renewal. When God has a prepared people, revival is not long in coming. 2 Chronicles 29:36. Revival under Josiah. References. 2 Chronicles 34:1-33, 2 Chronicles 35:1-19. Existing conditions. 1. The Bible had been neglected so badly it was actually lost. 2 Chronicles 34:14. 2. The temple worship had been neglected. 2 Chronicles 34:10. 3. Idolatry and sin. 2 Chronicles 34:3. Awakening factors. 1. God touched the heart of the leader. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned for 30 years. 2 Chronicles 34:1. 2. He had many obstacles to overcome. His grandfather's long reign of wickedness, the sin and brutal murder of his father, the disrepair and disgrace of a dilapidated house of worship, the loss of the Word of God. 3. The key to his success is found in 2 Chronicles 34:2 and 3. Did what was right in God's sight. He followed good examples instead of evil. He did not turn to the right or left. He was not distracted from God. He sought God from his youth. He took a stand for the right against sin and idolatry. He led in a return to the things of God, which included repairing the house of God, 2 Chronicles 34:8, reinstituting the Passover, 2 Chronicles 35:1, and returning to the Word, 2 Chronicles 34:15, 21, and 31. All the curses written, 2 Chronicles 34:24, and Deuteronomy 29, 20, 21, and 27. Because they have forsaken me, 2 Chronicles 34:25, Deuteronomy 29, 25. Burned incense to other gods, 2 Chronicles 34:25, and Deuteronomy 29, 26. Provoked me to anger, 2 Chronicles 34:25, and Deuteronomy 29, 20, 23, and 28. Wrath will be poured out. 2 Chronicles 34:25, Deuteronomy 29, 23, and 28. And will not be quenched, 2 Chronicles 34:25, and Deuteronomy 29, 20. 4. Josiah humbled himself before God, 2 Chronicles 34, 1-13. His word, 2 Chronicles 34, 14-28, and the people, 2 Chronicles 34, 29-33. Results. 1. The idols were destroyed, 2 Chronicles 34:7. 2. They repaired the house of God, 2 Chronicles 34:8. 3. They reinstituted the Passover, 2 Chronicles 35:1. 4. They returned to the Word. It was found, 2 Chronicles 34:15. Studied, 2 Chronicles 34:21. And responded to, 2 Chronicles 34:31. The two responses of the people will still be experienced today. 1. Some, like the king, responded positively and decided to do all that was written in the law of God, 2 Chronicles 34:31. 2. Others joined them, but without repentance and wholeheartedness. They responded, but served God only for the time that strong leaders were present, 2 Chronicles 34:32 and 33. Caution. Read about the decline of this revival in 2 Chronicles 35:20 to 27. The temple had been repaired and revival was underway, but these things defeated Josiah. 1. Distraction. He went to war in a battle that did not involve him, 2 Chronicles 35:20. 2. Disobedience. Josiah refused to listen, 2 Chronicles 35:21 and 22. 3. Deception. He disguised himself, 2 Chronicles 35:22. 4. Defeat. He was wounded in battle. 2 Chronicles 35:23. 5. Death. It cost Josiah his life. 2 Chronicles 35:24. Be careful. You can follow the same spiritual decline. Distraction leads to disobedience, which leads to deception, resulting in defeat, and then in spiritual death. Revival under Zerubbabel. References Haggai 1 and Zechariah 1:1-6. Zerubbabel was also known as Sheshbazzar, Azariah 5:16. He was a governor of Judah, a servant of God, chosen by God, a signet for the Lord. The signet was a mark and identification of royalty. A man used it to sign letters and documents. He used it to seal his word. Since it represented him, he guarded it carefully and usually wore it. It was a most prized possession. Jeconiah had been as a signet on God's hand, but was plucked from it. Jeremiah 22:24. Existing conditions. 1. Following the revival under Josiah, God's people drifted back into sin. It became necessary for them to learn by adversity what they had refused to learn by responding to God's word. 2. Judah spent 70 years in captivity in Babylon. Mercifully, God intervened and put it into the heart of King Cyrus to release the people and help them rebuild their place of worship. So, in 538 BC, a small band of less than 50,000 returned to Jerusalem. 3. Note Haggai 1:2. This people suggested the distance between God and what he had formerly called his people. 4. The existing conditions of the time are recorded in Ezra 1:6 and 9-10, Ezra chapters 5 and 6, Ezra 2:10-17. Awakening factors. 1. God sent two prophets, Haggai and Zechariah. Both came preaching the word of the Lord in 520 BC. The message of Haggai was, consider your priorities. If you are to experience revival, then God's work must be put ahead of your work. Stop giving God the scraps of your time, talent, energy, and finances. They had been given supplies 16 years earlier, but had not rebuilt the house of God. Instead, they built their own houses. Haggai 1:4. The people were told to put God's work first, and he would be pleased and glorified. Haggai 1:8. Consider your ways. The ways of the people were displeasing to God. Haggai 1:5-7. Consider your condition materially. Haggai 1:6 and 9-11. Haggai 2:15-17. Spiritually, Haggai 2:10-14. Zechariah's message was a strong call to repentance. Zechariah 1:1-6. He told the people to respond. Note the key in Haggai 1:3. If you turn, I turn. Learn by observation. Haggai 1:4. Recognize the brevity of life. Haggai 1:5. God was asking them to give their time and energies to that which was lasting. Return to the word. Haggai 1:6. Realize that God deals with us on the basis of our ways and our doings. Haggai 1:6. Results. 1. The leaders and people obeyed. The political leader, Zerubbabel, and the spiritual leaders led the way. Haggai 1:12. 2. They feared or took the message seriously. Haggai 1:12. God had endued those who responded with his presence and spirit. Haggai 1:13-14. 4. Priorities were put in proper order. Haggai 1:14. 5. They were blessed of God. Compare the conditions of Haggai 2:15-17 and those in Haggai 2:18-20. Revival under Solomon. References: 2 Chronicles chapters 6 and 7. Existing conditions. The temple had been prepared to honor God. A prepared temple can be applied spiritually to your life. If you prepare your temple, God will honor it. Awakening factors. The dedication of the prepared temple to God resulted in this revival. In 2 Chronicles 6, Solomon worships God, reviews what God has done in the past, appeals on the basis of the Word of God. Results. In chapter 7, God responds with, "A glory so great priests could not minister, a renewed spirit of worship and sacrifice, a choice. The revival can continue or cease, depending upon man's response to God's word." Revelation of the key to revival, 2 Chronicles 7:14. Revival under Jonah. References: Book of Jonah. Existing conditions. 1. Jonah was rebellious and did not want to fulfill God's command and be used as an instrument of revival. 2. Nineveh was a very wicked city. Awakening factors. 1. The revival actually began among the pagan sailors, Jonah 1:16, and in Jonah in the belly of the fish, Jonah 2. 2. Jonah's preaching the message of repentance in Nineveh. Results. The entire city repented. 2. This is the only revival recorded on foreign soil among the Gentiles. The book of Jonah shows God was not just a tribal God of the Jews, but also of all nations. Jonah 2:9 shows that salvation is of the Lord, not cultural, educational, ritual, denominational. Revival under Nehemiah. References: Nehemiah chapters 8-10. Existing conditions. Reconstruction preceded this revival. Read Nehemiah 1-6. The events that occurred are a natural parallel of what must occur spiritually before we can experience revival. Removing rubbish, rebuilding foundations, learning how to conquer the enemy. Awakening factors. 1. The rebuilding of the wall, Nehemiah, and the temple, Ezra. 2. The ministry of both Ezra and Nehemiah. 3. The unity and cooperation of the people, Nehemiah 3 and Nehemiah 4:6. The results. There were 9 elements present in the revival under Nehemiah. 1. Renewed emphasis on the Word of God. The people brought the scroll to the leaders, and there was reading of the Word, Nehemiah 8:1-5 and 18. Teaching and preaching of the Word, Nehemiah 8:8. Understanding of the Word, Nehemiah 8:12. Obedience to the Word, Nehemiah 10:29. Revival started with the return of the people to the Word. A revived people became the instruments of revival. Revived individuals result in corporate revival. This revival called for a leader who was committed to the Word. The reason Ezra could be used of God in this role is because in Ezra 7, 9 and 10, the good hand of God came upon him, for Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments. 2. Recognition and acknowledgement of God both in the past and present, Nehemiah 9. 3. Reverence, Nehemiah 8:5, of God, of God's word, of the Lord's day. 4. Return to true worship, Nehemiah 8:6 and all of chapter 9. 5. Rejection of the world, separation, return to mortality, Nehemiah 9:2 and 28, Nehemiah 10, Nehemiah 13:3. 6. Renewed commitment, Nehemiah 9:38 and Nehemiah 10:29. To God's house, Nehemiah 10:39. To stewardship, Nehemiah 8:10, Nehemiah 10:37, Nehemiah 13:11-12, to fasting, Nehemiah 9:1, to prayer. 7. Rendering willing service to God, Nehemiah 11:1-2, to brothers and sisters in the Lord, Nehemiah 8:10. 8. Restoration of unity, Nehemiah 8:1. 9. Realization of sinfulness, Nehemiah 9:33. Recognition of sin, Nehemiah 9:33. Repentance and confession of sin, Nehemiah 9:1-3.